Okay, we are holding in Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, right? And the Mishnah says, Sukkah HaMeduvleles, right? A sukkah which is called Meduvleles, and we will soon explain what exactly does that mean, right? Sheveshetzilasa Meruba Mechamasa, right? Or alternatively, that has more shade coming through than sunlight. Right? Kshera. Right? That is a kosher sukkah. We discussed this before. As long as there is more shade than sunlight on the floor of the sukkah, the sukkah is kosher. Hame'ucha kemin bayis afal kisha ein ha'koychavim nir in mitoicha. Kshera. If you have extremely thick tzach, such that it's almost like the roof of a house. Remember, many of their houses were roofed with thatch. Thatch is theoretically kosher schach, right? They would bind it together with tar and things like that, which would obviously make a pasul schach. But if you just put twigs, which is what thatch is made of, on top of the sukkah, that would obviously be kosher schach. So if you make it very, very thick, like the roof of a house, then that would still be kosher, right? Even though you can't see that it has stars from inside it, that would in fact be kosher. That's of course as long as the water can actually get through it, right? The Rosh, the Rosh says that had a deal from this, that if you say that a me'ucha min mais, a sukkah with a very, very thick roof, such that you can't even see the chaz is kosher, the implication is, and the Yerushalmi makes this diuk, the implication is that this is only kosher b'di'evet. Lechatchila, right, you should in fact be able to see the stars from within your sukkah. And the Prima Godin says the reason why is because you're meant to be able to look up through the tzach and remember who created all this. Who created who created the world, who created us so that there were strangers in our land, right? The whole point of the sukkah is to increase your feeling of vulnerability. If you've got such thick tzach that it's almost like a roof, you can't see the stars, then you don't feel particularly vulnerable. And that's defeating the whole purpose of sukkah, but it is nevertheless b'di'evad k'sheira, right? That's the prima, that was the prima goddim. It brings a pasuk from Tehillim as a raya, right? Kireshem echa, right? Right? When I see your pasuk, shamez b'isecha, that's where your fingers are, that's where the works of your hands are, right? When I see the heart of the stars, I am reminded of you. The point of the sukkah is to remind us of our vulnerability before God, therefore there is a value to being able to see the stars through the schach. Okay. Ma'amid Devlelos, what exactly does this mean? What is this word, the Gemara asks? Amar Rav, sukkah ania. So the case is a... Sorry. The case is a sukkah... There are very, very few schach. There's not that much, right? So there's not that much schach. There's very little schach. As long as there is more schach, so enough schach, such that there's more shade than sunlight, that's good enough. V'shwomar, kane oile v'kane yored. Now, lamaisa, we actually pass in by both of these opinions. We pass in by both Rav and Shmuel here in Eilis of both kosher. Right? What does kane oile v'kane yored mean? Right? The schach is not even. It's not one even row of schach. It's a little bit, some of it's a little bit higher, some of it's a little bit lower. Again, this is perfectly kosher as long as the schach, there is more shade than sunlight coming through to the floor of the sukkah. Right, this is Shmuel's din. Shmuel's din lichora is implying that there isn't more than three tefachim between the pieces of schach. If there is more than three tefachim between the pieces of schach, then the schach is not joined together as one body of schach. It's just, you know, a bunch of twigs completely separate. That's not a kosher sukkah. Okay. V'shmuel, so it's a Rav Tani Chada v'shmuel Tani Tarti. Basically, Rav said one thing, Shmuel said a different thing. They weren't disagreeing. They might be disagreeing about what the word means, but they weren't disagreeing la halacha. They agreed, right? Rav Tani Chada sukkah midavlas, midavlas, midul delas, shetzilasa mirobe chamasa treira. Right? Right? So Rav said, taught it this way. Sukkah middle-dolos. A sukkah which is middle-dolos. What is, does that word mean? Middle-dolos. It's wasting away, that so to speak, right? It's got, but it's got more shade than sunlight. Kshira, that's what he thought the Mishnah means. Vishmortan itarti. Shmortan thought the Mishnah was teaching two dinim. Maidulalas. What's middle-dolos? Middle-dolos. All mixed up, right? The schach is not in a straight line. It's not in a straight line. It's all mixed up, right? It's at different levels. Vetani atartarti ksani. And two things were taught. Sukkah middle-dolos kshira. Sukkah where the schach is all mixed up is kosher. Veshetzilasa mugrava gharaksarasa kshira. And as long as there is more shade than sunlight coming through, it is kosher, right? Even though there might not be so much schach. Amr Rabbi said, "Lishanu ela she'in ben zela zesh leshetfachim." Rabbi said, "Sorry, that I was remembering. Apparently, what Rabbi said, right? All of this is only true as long as there is not more than three tfachim between the different pieces of schach. However, Shmuel would agree that if the schach is so far, a piece of schach is so far apart such that they are separated by three tfachim, not necessarily horizontally, it might be vertically, right? Then the sukkah will in fact be pasul." Amar Rava. Rava said, "Afilu yesh bein zela zesh leish tefachim. Nami loy amru ela she'ein begagoy tefach, aval yesh begagoy tefach kshira. De avinan, de amrinan chavut rami." And Rava. Rava says that no, right, even though it's true that they shouldn't be more than three tefachim apart, as long as they, and that can even be vertically, that's only true as long as there's not more, also more than a tefach between them horizontally. If they're very close together horizontally, right, and they're even more than three tefachim apart, that'll be okay, right, and that is the way we pass in Lemaise, right, and the reason why is similar to Rashi says to Gudasik, right, or Gudachis. We're assuming that the schach, if they are very, very close together horizontally and they're just separated vertically, then we'll imagine that they're on the same level. We'll only say that they're completely separate if they're more than tefach apart horizontally and there's more than three tefachim between them overall. Right, in such a case, then we would in fact say that the schach is possible, the entire sukkah is possible. This means that there is a tremendous nachgamina halacha l'maisa to say, and most people these days, I think, make schach out of bamboo sticks, right, out of these bamboo mats that they run across top of the sukkah. That's for sure, okay, this problem does not come up. Right? One might argue the problem of not being able to see the stars come up, but firstly, that's only a problem lechatchila, even according to Rosh, the Yerushalmi's deal, which was brought down by the Rosh. Secondly, I think you can sometimes see the stars, so I don't think it's a big deal, right? But if you're making schach out of palm branches, so you need to be a little bit careful about this, not very, very careful, but a little bit careful about this, make sure that the schach is reasonably close together, because if it's not, then this could potentially be a problem. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Mana amina la dechi is be tefach amrin lechavat rami vechileis be aloy amrin lechavat rami." How do I know that the cutoff point is a tefach between them horizontally? Disnan korus abayis ve'aliyah shein aleim azeva vehein mechuvanos tuma tachas achas mihen tachdeya tamei beina tachdeina leelyona Bene and Tomei, Agabe Aliona, Kegnegda Ararakia Tomei. Hayu Alionais, Kevena Tachdonis, Tuma Tachdan, Tachaskulon Tomei, Agaben, Kenegdan, Adlarakia Tomei. So it says, how do I know? Because if you have basically a house which has two levels, it has a regular room, right, on top of that, it has an attic, right, and then, right, and they are the beams have gaps between them, right? And they are themselves perfectly aligned, meaning the gaps that are the beams which form the ceiling of the attic are perfectly positioned to be above the beams that form the ceiling of the room underneath. So if Tuma is underneath and one of them, then only what is underneath that beam is what is Tame, but everything else is Tahor. Right, if you've got a kezayis of tzitzis, for example, between the beams, right, they're in the attic between the beams, then whatever is underneath that top beam is tamei. right? And if it is on top of the toppings, then everything is tummy in a direct line from that tumma up to shamayim, because, right, then it's just under the open sky, right? On the other hand, if the beams of the attic are beautifully aligned to be between, to be situated horizontally between the beams of the room underneath, such that, of course, there are two separate levels, but the spaces of between the beams of the room underneath are filled by the beams between the attic. In such a case, then that if tuma is under any one of the beams, everything under all the beams will be tummy. Right? And if it's under on top of one of the beams, then it'll be tummy all the way to shamayim, because again, there's nothing between that tuma and the open sky. Vesani alam, we have a brisa that said about this. When is this going to be true? Bizman sheyesh bahen tefach ubinam poiseach tefach alein bahen poiseach tefach tuma tachas achs mehen tachtea tamei benen ve'agaben tar. Alma ki is beitefach amrinan chavut rami v'chileis beitefach le amrinan chavut rami. So, says Rava, and we have a brisa about this, that says that this is only true as long as the beams themselves are a tefach wide, and the space between them is at least a tefach wide. But if the space between them is less than a tefach wide, then we'll just say that if the tumah is in the room underneath, then everything in the room underneath is tummy, but the tumah does not get out. Because it, remember, we've discussed this, the tumah cannot get out in a space which is less than a tefach by a tefach by a tefach. It cannot get out in a space which is less than a tefach cubed. And therefore we see that two things which are more than which are tefach and more apart are not considered as joining together. They are considered as forming an opening. So just like that's true in Tumantara, that'll be true in Sukkah. That'll mean that there's a gap in the schach, and then the schach will be pasul. Right? But if there is a tefach, but not more, then the beam above, right, is viewed as filling in the gap, and therefore everything is going to be tummy underneath the beams. Remember, the beam which fills the gap, right, in that case, where the beams of the attic are beautifully aligned to fill the gaps between the beams of the room below, right, the beam is viewed as coming down and filling the gap, and therefore everything is going to be tummy. Right? Yasiv Rav Kahana Vekaram Lahashmaisa. Rav Kahana gave over this teaching. Amar le Ravashi le Rav Kahana. Ravashi said to Rav Kahana, V'chol heicha de leis beitefach le anrin chavut rami. Is it true that this is a rule in every single case? Right? Is it true that this is a general rule in all Torah? V'asayin, don't we say? Kora hayotzeis me'akotel v'kotel zeh. V'enu negas v'kotel zeh. Echen shtei keres achas yotzea mikotel zeh v'achas yotzea mikotel zeh v'enu negas zu pachis mishloisha. Right? So don't we have a halacha again, Erevin, right? If we want to shut off a mavoi, right? If we want to be able to carry within a mavoi, and we want to create a sheet of mavois, one of the ways to do it, we said, is to place a beam over the roof of that mavoi. All right, one of the ways to achieve that particular goal is to place a room over, is to place a roof over that mavoi, of the entrance to that mavoi. And we said that if there's going to be one beam which is coming from one side, and it comes to within three tefachim of the opposite wall, or you've got two beams, one coming from either side, and they come to within three tefachim of the other, then that won't be a, that's not a problem. You don't need to fill in the gap. Or even if there's a four tefachim gap, you don't need to fill in the gap. Doesn't that indicate to us that there are some cases in Torah where more than a tefach is viewed as an acceptable gap? So how do you know that that's not the case here? In other words, where does Rava get it from that only a tefach is horizontally is acceptable here? Why is it not true that more than a tefach can be acceptable in this case? V'chein shtei koras ha-mesimes, and also two beams, which are, they're going through the same place, as in they are one's on top of the other. Lo bezula kabel ariach. Right? They neither of them Neither of them can take an ariach. What's an ariach? Ariach is half a brick, which is 3 tefachim long, right? So neither of them can take a brick this size, right? But together, right? If they together between two of them, they can support a brick. Ein sari lach. Sorry, the havi koracheres. Then you don't have to bring another brick. Vim lav. And if they do. And if not, between two of them they can't, then Sarech Lavi Korach Haris, then you have to bring another beam again. So I think we'll... continue with this tomorrow. Sorry, I didn't realize that this mission was going to go quite as long. I'd forgotten. Okay, we will continue, please God, tomorrow and learn that tomorrow night, I suppose. Just briefly, because I'm assuming that you're all, even though I gave this on Erev Yom Tov, I am assuming that you are all listening to it on Moitza Yom Tov, because that is, you know, that is what day this is for. Okay, so there is a halacha sho'alin behilchas Pesach koyin lePesach 30 yom. The Gemara in Pesachim says it. Or a number of other places says it. There is a halacha that you're meant to teach the halachas of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. On the other hand, the Gemara right at the end of Megillah, as I'm sure Yoni can tell us, right, does say that the mitzvah is not just to teach the mitzvahs of Pesach 30 days before, but Moshe Tikkun LeYisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu created Takana, that we should all learn the halachis of a festival during that festival. So the question becomes, I don't understand, what's the connection between these? So for example, the Ran says that the difference between these two is that 30 days before Pesach, if two Talmidim came, one after Shaila and Hilchos, I don't know, Tefillah, and the other one asked Shaila and Hilchos Pesach, you answer the Shaila and Hilchos Pesach first, right? Hilchos Pesach has a difus in that time. But there's a real halacha of learning about Pesach during Pesach, of learning the halachas of Pesach during Pesach, of learning the halachas of Shavuos during Shavuos, learning the halachas of Sukkos during Sukkos. Rashi and Tosis both disagree with this, and they say, and the Rokeach as well, they all say that really the pasuk is, the chiyuv is to learn and teach the halachis of Pesach, right? Of the halachis of Pesach for 30 days before Pesach. In such a case, the question again comes up, right? What exactly is the difference between these two halachis, right? So some people say basically two things. There are two ways of learning it. One of the ways of saying it is like the Aruch HaShulchan. You say, no, when it says we're meant to talk about Pesach during Pesach, about Shavuos during Shavuos, about Sukkos during Sukkos, it doesn't mean that we're meant to learn the halachis necessarily halach l'maise, it means we're meant to give drashos. Right? Other people say it means that we're meant to talk about the lamdas. In any case, Lamaisa, I will try during, since we're learning Sukkah anyway, and that makes this very easy, I will try to insert a little bit of Divrei Agada, a little bit of Divrei Halacha, which are relevant to the Chag as we go along, right? That way, as I think I did today, right? I did today and I did yesterday, right? That way we will be, hopefully, fulfill both of these mandates which are given in Rishonim. Okay. Chag Sameach.